Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Mani Member by Ram Goldar and Dear Masechus Baba Kama Daf Zayin. The first parak Arba Avos. The first parak is sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Moshe and Devorah Smith and is dedicated to our courageous soldiers of Tzahal, the remarkable citizens of Israel, and to all incredible Jewish people. May Kodesh Baruch Hu watch over all of us and grant Israel a complete victory over Hamas and the return of all the hostages safely. So the three topics we're going to focus on are: when Abaye posed a contradiction to Rava. The Torah teaches that damages must be paid from Meitav Sedeu Meitav Karmo. His choice is field or vineyard, and nothing less than superior grade land is adequate. Yet, a brisa teaches, Yashiv, he who spent damages shall return money. The unusual term Yashiv, return, is L'rabu Shavakesev Vafio Subin, to include anything worth money as valid payment, even bran. The Gemara suggests that when one pays voluntarily, he may pay with anything, but if he must be forced to pay, he pays with superior quality land. Abaye rejects his answer, and eventually Rapapa and Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua answered, Kol mili meitavu, all movable items are considered superior. Dilo mizdaben hacha, mizdaben b'masa charisi, because if it cannot be easily sold here, it can be sold in another city. Superior quality payment is only acquired with land which cannot be moved, ki hechad likbot zalazvina, so that people would jump to buy it. Rashi on Daf Tes Amud Aleph explains that Rav Huna there offers another answer. One is required to pay with money or meitav land, but if he has neither, he may pay with inferior products like bran. Pointing to a brisa states that if one owns land worth 200 zuz, which ordinarily disqualifies one from receiving maiso ani, but is unable to sell his property, machiono so maiso ani ad mechsa, we feed him maiso ani up until half the value of his fields. The Gemara explains that if all land decrease in value along with his, he is considered a truly poor person, since his assets are actually worth less than 200 zuz, and may accept an unlimited amount of maiso ani. If other land remains stable, but buyers offered him less than his property's value because they recognize his immediate need for money, he cannot receive any maaser ani since his assets are worth 200 zuz. Rather, this price refers to seasonal price changes, where land increases in value in Nisan, where a buyer can plow and plant for the coming season, and decreases in Tishrei. This person who is pressed for money would have to sell his land now at less than 200 zuz and can be viewed as a poor person, although it would be sold for more in Nisan. Since land prices declined by as much as half in Tishrei, that's how much maaser ani he may receive. And point number three, Rav Shmuel bar Abba from Akronia asked Rabbi Abba, K'shehen shamin, when they assess land to determine if it's meitav, b'shalohen shamin, do they assess in terms of his own property, or b'shalohem hen shamin, or do they assess in terms of the world generally? According to Rav Shmuel, that meitav is assessed based on the nizak's superior land. We clearly assess his personal land regardless of its quality compared to other land. According to Rabbi Akiva, that Meitav is assessed based on the land of the Mazik, which is being paid, doesn't mean that he pays with the best land that he personally owns, or simply with objectively superior lands, even if he has other land of even higher quality. Rabbi Abba responded, Rachmana Amr Meitav Sedeu, Hashem said to pay with his choicest field. V'ato meres b'shal om hen shami, and you suggest we assess in terms of the world generally? Rather, he definitely must pay with the best land he personally owns. So once again, the three points are: number one, Abaye posed a contradiction to Rava. The Torah teaches that damages must be paid from Meitav Sedeu Meitav Karmo. His choice is field or vineyard, and nothing less than superior grade land is adequate. Yet, a brisa states, Yashiv, he who spent damages shall return money. The unusual term Yashiv, return, is L'rabu Shavakesev Vafio Subin, to include anything worth money as valid payment, even bran. The Gemara suggests that when one pays voluntarily, he may pay with anything, but if he must be forced to pay, he pays with superior quality land. Abaye rejects his answer, and eventually Rapapa and Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua answered, Kol mili meitavu, all movable items are considered superior. Dilo mizdaben hacha, mizdaben b'masa charisi, because if it cannot be easily sold here, it can be sold in another city. Superior quality payment is only acquired with land which cannot be moved, ki hechad likbot zalazvina, so that people would jump to buy it. Rashi on Daf Tes Amud Aleph explains that Rav Huna there offers another answer. One is required to pay with money or meitav land, but if he has neither, he may pay with inferior products like bran. Pointing to a brisa states that if one owns land worth 200 zuz, which ordinarily disqualifies one from receiving maiso ani, but is unable to sell his property, machiono so maiso ani ad mechsa, we feed him maiso ani up until half the value of his fields. The Gemara explains that if all land decrease in value along with his, he is considered a truly poor person, since his assets are actually worth less than 200 zuz, and may accept an unlimited amount of maiso ani. If other land remains stable, but buyers offered him less than his property's value because they recognize his immediate need for money, he cannot receive any Meiser Ani since his assets are worth 200 zuz. Rather, this Braisa refers to seasonal price changes, where land increases in value in Nisan, where a buyer can plow and plant for the coming season, and decreases in Tishrei. This person who is pressed for money would have to sell his land now at less than 200 zuz and can be viewed as a poor person, although it would be sold for more in Nisan. Since land prices declined by as much as half in Tishrei, that's how much Meiser Ani he may receive. And point number three, Rav Shmuel Bar Abba from Akronia asked Rabbi Abba, Kishehen Shamin, when they assess land to determine if it's Meitav, B'Shalohen Shamin, do they assess in terms of his own property, or B'Shalom Hen Shamin, or do they assess in terms of the world generally? According to Rabbi Shmuel, that Meitav is assessed based on the Nizak's superior land. We clearly assess his personal land, regardless of its quality compared to other land. According to Rabbi Akiva, that Meitav is assessed based on the land of the Mazik, which is being paid, doesn't mean that he pays with the best land that he personally owns, or simply with objectively superior lands, even if he has other land of even higher quality. Rabbi Abba responded, Rachmana Amr Meitav Sadehu, Hashem said to pay with his choicest field. V'ato meres b'shal om hen shami, and you suggest we assess in terms of the world generally? Rather, he definitely must pay with the best land he personally owns. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Zayin, and a standard Siman is a Kli Zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun for the Siman. So here goes. The wealthy gun novice who paid a man with Subin for damages he caused when he accidentally shot up his field, which was worth less than 200 zuz in Tishrei, entitling the man to Meiser Ani, had an armed guard protecting the best land he owned, which otherwise would have been used to pay as Meitav. Once again, it's a motion. The wealthy gun novice, that must mean we're on Dav Zayin, Kli Zayin, gun. The wealthy gun novice who paid a man with Subin for damages he caused when he accidentally shot up his field, which reminds us, we learn from the unusual term Yashiv, return, L'rabu shava kesev v'afio Subin, to include anything worth money as valid payment, even brand, and not just Meitav. Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua explain, Kol mili meitavu, all movable items are considered superior. The old mizdabin hachem is dabin masa charisi, because if it cannot be easily sold here, it can be sold in another city. Superior quality payment is only required with the land, which cannot be moved, so that people would jump to buy it. So the wealthy gun novice who paid a man with Subin for damages he caused when he accidentally shot up his field, which is worth less than 200 zuz in Tishrei, entitling the man to Meiser Ani, which reminds us, a Braisa states that if one owns land worth 200 zuz, which ordinarily disqualifies him from receiving Meiser Ani, but is unable to sell his property, we feed him Meiser Ani up until half the value of his fields. The Braisa refers to seasonal price changes, where land increases in value in Nisan, where a buyer can plow and plant it for the coming season, and decreases in Tishrei. This person who was pressed for money would have to sell his land now at less than 200 zuz, and can be viewed as a poor person, although it would be sold for more in Nisan. Since land prices declined by as much as half in Tishrei, that's how much Meiser Ani he may receive. So the wealthy gun novice who paid a man with Subin for damages he caused when he accidentally shot up his field, which was worth less than 200 zuz in Tishrei, entitling the man to Meiser Ani, had an armed guard protecting the best land he owned, which otherwise would have been used to pay as Meitav, which reminds us, Rav Shmuel Bar Abba from Akronia asked Rabbi Abba, can Shehen Shamin, when they assess land to determine if it's Meitav, B'Shalohen Shamin, do they assess in terms of his own property, or B'Shalolam Hen Shamin, or do they assess in terms of the world generally? According to Rabbi Akiva, that Meitav is assessed based on the land of the Mazik, which is being paid, doesn't mean that he pays with the best land that he personally owns, or simply with objectively superior lands, even if he has other land of even higher quality. Rabbi Abba responded, Rachman Amr Meitav Sadehu, Hashem said to pay with his choicest field. And you suggest we assess in terms of the world generally? Rather, he definitely must pay with the best land he personally owns. So once again, the wealthy gun novice who paid a man with Subin for damages he caused when he accidentally shot up his field, which was worth less than 200 zuz in Tishrei, entitling the man to Meiser Ani, had an armed guard protecting the best land he owned, which otherwise would have been used to pay as Meitav. All right, so now we go to our four Blabach Chazara. Daf Gimel, so the similar Daf Gimel is a Gemal, a camel. So here goes. Nenezikin camel, that must mean we're in Daf Gimel, Gemal. Nenezikin camel that damaged property with its regal, while consuming property with its shame, which reminds us, in a Braisa was taught that the word Beshilach, and he sends forth, refers to damages of regal, and the word Ubir, and it consumes, refers to damages of shame. From the fact that one pasuk refers to Shane and the other to regal, we derive that Shane is obligated even where the damage is not complete, because the pasuk of Regel implies even incomplete destruction, and we derive that Regel pays even where it was not sent, because the pasuk of Shein implies even such damage. So the Nezikin camel that damaged property with its regal, while consuming property with its shein, kicked up some chetzi nezik sroros, which reminds us that after proving that all the totals are identical to the avos, the Gemara concludes that when Rav Papa said that some totals are not identical to their av, he was referring to the tolda of regal specifically, but chetzi nezik sroros, the half damage is paid for damage caused by pebbles which shot out from the feet of a walking animal, the Hilchos Gemirah, which is learned from a halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim that it only pays half damages, despite being a told of regal, since it's caused by normal walking. So the Nezikin camel that damaged property with its regal, while consuming property with its shein, kicked up some chetzi nezik sroros, which accidentally hit a mava man while he was busy trying to seek forgiveness, which reminds us, Amoraim dispute the meaning of mava in the Mishnah. Rava says, mava za'adam, mava refers to man who damages, and Shmuel says, mava za hashein, mava refers to shein. Rav's interpretation is based on the pasuk saying about man, in tva'um vayu, if you seek forgiveness, seek. Rav holds Tana Shor v'kol mili d'shor, the Tana taught ox as a primary damager, which includes all types of ox damages, karen, shein, and regal, so mava cannot refer to shein. Shmuel can respond, Tana Shor l'karno u'mava l'shino. The Tana taught ox referring to damages done with its horn, and taught mava referring to damages done with its teeth. Ultimately, Rav will explain that ox refers to regal, according to Shmuel. Daf Dalet, so the Simur Daf Dalet is a Dalet, a door. So here goes. The angry Eved who burnt down the neighbor's front door. Door? That must be on Daf Dalet, Dalet, door. The angry Eved who burnt down the neighbor's front door, only to discover his master was not chayv to pay, which reminds us, Rav Ashi explains that there's a unique reason to exempt a master for a slave's damages. For perhaps the master will anger him, and in retaliation, the Eved will go and ignite the grain stalk of the master's friend, and it would emerge that he can obligate his master 100 man every day. Therefore, the rabbi has exempted a master from a slave's damages. So the angry Eved who burnt down the neighbor's front door, only to discover his master was not chayef to pay, was forced to take a course on Nezikin and learn why shein is not like regal and a shor is not like an adam, which reminds us the Gemara teaches the relative stringencies of shein versus regal and a shor versus adam. So the angry Eved who burnt down the neighbor's front door, only to discover his master was not chayef to pay, was forced to take a course on Nezikin and learn why shein is not like regal and a shor is not like an adam, and then memorize a list of 24 avos Nezikin, which reminds us the Gemara brings Rabbi Oshia's list of 13 avos and Rabbi Chiya's list of 24 avos and explains why they weren't included in the Mishnah. Daf Hay, so the Simur Daf Hay is a haystack. So here goes. The excluded Moser and Mafago who hid behind the haystack, that must be more Daf Hay. The excluded Moser and Mafago who hid behind the haystack, which reminds us, Rabbi Chiya's list of 24 avos is coming to exclude a Moser and Mafago, an informer who causes someone's possessions to be confiscated, and one who makes someone's carbon pigel. He didn't list Mafago because he doesn't discuss damages specific to Kadshim, and he didn't list a Moser, an informer, because this damage is inflicted through speech alone, Ubi Dibura Lo Kamairi, and he doesn't discuss damage inflicted through speech. Mosi Shemra was included because it involves a Maisa, and Eim Zomi was included because the Torah refers to it as an action in the So the excluded Moser and Mafago, who hid behind a haystack, so they wouldn't have to pay from Meitav, like all 24 Avos, which reminds us, the Gemara asks that although the term Avos in our Mishnah is understandable, because the four Avos all have todos, subcategories, but according to Rabbi Oshi and Rabbi Chiya, who list Avos which do not have any todos, in what sense are they called Avos? Rabbi Abo answers, Kulun ka Avos l'shalma Meitav, they're all like Avos, in that they must pay from superior, great land. So, the excluded Moser and Mafago, who hid behind a haystack, so they wouldn't have to pay from Meitav, like all 24 Avos. Notice the man who was about to fall into a bore because he was distracted reading a sign that explained the unique halachos of each of the Arba Avos, which reminds us, although the Avos can be derived from Bor and one other Av, they were all written with Hilchosen to teach their unique halachos. Dav Vav, so the Simur Dav Vav is a sword because a Vav is straight, like a sword. So here goes. The man who broke his leg when he tripped over the Hefker sword. Sword? That must be more on Dav Vav. The man who broke his leg when he tripped over the Hefker sword, which had been kicked by a cow's foot, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, what case is included by the Mishnah's Tzadah Shava between multiple Avos, but is not identical to any one of? Four answers are given. Rava says, it's to include a pit, a stationary object, which is ruled by men's feet or animals' feet. Whereas with Bor, his actions directly caused the damage by digging the pit. Here, his actions did not directly cause the damage. Rather, it was the people's or animals' feet, which moved the obstacle to where it eventually inflicted damage. Shor proves that even such damages, which come through his animals' actions, not his, are still liable. battle. So the man who broke his leg when he tripped over the Hefker sword, which had been kicked by a cow's foot, and landed right next to a wall that was built to stand, but collapsed and crushed a car, which reminds us, Ravina says, that Tzadashava comes to include the case of a mission which teaches Hakosova Ilan Shanafu Rishus Rabim Heziku, a wall or tree which fell into Rishus Rabim and damaged. If it fell after the given time period to remove it and cause damage, Tosus explains that it damaged while it was falling, he's chayev. It cannot be compared to bor, which is prone to damage from its beginning when it's dug, because when the tree was planted or the wall was built, they were built to stand and not liable to fall. Shor, which is also not originally prone to damage, proves that one is even chayev for such damages. So the man who broke his leg when he tripped over the Hefker sword, which had been kicked by a cow's foot, and landed right next to a wall that was built to stand but collapsed and crushed a car, asks the Dayan walking by if B'din Nizak Shaminin or B'din Mazik Shaminin. Which reminds us, we have a machlokes regarding Meitav. Rabbi Shmuel holds B'din Nizak Shaminin. We assess Meitav based on the damaged party's properties, meaning the responsible party must only pay from land of equal quality to the damaged party's highest grade property. And Rabbi Kiva holds B'din Mazik Shaminin. We assess Meitav based on the damager's properties, meaning that he must pay with the highest grade land he himself owns. Alright, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we learn the reason why a master is not chayev for his eved's damages? That's on daf Dalet. Good number 2. Which daf do we learn chokos Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, whether b'din nizak shaminin or b'din mazik shaminin? That's on daf Vav. Good number 3. Which daf do we learn that yashiv is to include shavah kesef, even subin, as payment? That's on daf Zion. Good number 4. Which daf do we learn about a chasi nezek svaros? That's on daf Gimel. Good number 5. Which daf do we learn that even though the avos could have been learned out from bor and one other av, the mission is coming to teach the unique halachos of each of the avos? That's on daf Hey. Good number 6. Which daf do the question when it comes to meitav, b'shalohen shamin or b'shal olam hen shamin? That's on daf Zion. Good number 8. Which thing when the Rava says that Tzadashav in the mission is coming to include Bor HaMisgalgal, a boar that was kicked by a man or animal and that damages? That's on Dav. Vav. Good number 9. Which Dav do we have the question whether Tol Hosen Kiyotzbehen or Rav Kiyotzbehen? That's on Dav. Base. Good number 10. Which Dav do we discuss receiving Maiso Ani when one's property has decreased in value? That's on Dav. Zion. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.